The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Tamid. Sechet Tamid has been dedicated once again by our good friend Haim Dana, Rabbi Chaim, in honor of the webmaster Moshe Maris Dweck, Takohen, that Baruch Hashem over the past 7+ years has downloaded every daf until this point. And Baruch Hashem has done a great job, as he always does. And this is the way we show him Hakarat HaTov, by dedicating Masechet Tamid. Tamid means something that's constant. And Maris is the epitome of Tamid, of consistency. And Baruch Hashem, it's a great token of appreciation, although not enough, but definitely something in the spiritual realm is the only way we could pay back Rabbi Moshe for all his efforts.
Daf Lamed. In today's daf on Daf Lamed at the Mishnah, today's daf is being studied. The Edu Nishmat Abraham ben Esther ve Yosef ben Sabut Ruach Hashem Tenichem Began Eden. And today's daf has been dedicated by Yosef Havert for Hoda'ah Karatatov, for a personal salvation from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. May Be'ezat Hashem continue to see the Hashkaha of Hashem in his life and his family. Amen.
Amen.
We are starting from the new perek. Amar le'memuneh. We continue the service of the Beit HaMikdash. We move. Amar le'memuneh, the administrator in charge of the Beit HaMikdash. Well, some say that's the segan. That's the vice kohen. Bo v'afitzu. He tells all the pikuanim who want to be part of the lottery, come and be part of the lottery, in order that you'll see who is going to get the services for the korban tamid. Mi hashochet. Who's going to be the one that slaughters it? Now, even though the shechita is kishira bezar, but still they would raffle it off, or lottery it off, in order to see which kohen would do it. But rather than tahila to slaughter the tamid, hayadei kohen. Mi hazorek. Who is going to be zorek to dam? Now, with the zirika, it's a package deal. You get the kabbalat adam, receiving it from the neck, walking it to the mizbeach, and sprinkling it. That's the package over there. Mi midashen mizbeach apini. Me who's going to clean the ashes that remain from the ketoret of yesterday on the mizbeach apini. Mi midashen the menorah. Who's going to clean the menorah from yesterday's oil and wicks? Mi ma'ale evarim lakevish. Who is going to take the evarim of the tamid and bring it up the ramp to the mizbeach? What are the parts? Harosh v'haregel. It's the head. It's the leg. That's the back leg. The hind leg. Shel yamin, the right one. Shtei yadayim. That's the two front legs. Ha'oketz. That's the tail. V'haregel shel semul. And then the left hind leg. Hazeh, the chest. V'hagira is the neck. U'shtei defanot. That are the two sides of the animal. And the kerabayim. Kerabayim is the intestines. So those are all the different avodot of the tamid. Ve'asolet, who's going to bring the solet for the mincha that comes with the keves? Ve'havitim, and the mincha of the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol had to every day take an asilita ve'asolet, and from there he would make 12 loaves, and 6 of them they would bring with tamid shashahar, and the other half they would bring with tamid shalben arbaim. The hakraba could have been done by anybody. He just has to pay for it. So therefore they would give the actual doing of the mincha to any kohen. It had to come from his money. Habitin shel kohen gadol, but could be brought by anybody. So that's part of the lottery. Hefisu zakha misha zakha. They lotteried. Whoever got these jobs, that's it. Ova yayin. Yayin is nesucha yayin for the korban tamid. And then that's it. Whoever got the jobs, whoever was zoche, was zoche. Amar lahem, and now the memuneh says, this is early in the morning still. Tzeu uru imigiyah zman shechita. Go out, look at the sky, and see if it's already the time of the shechita, of the korban tamid shel shachar. Which means, It has to be born today. All korbanot are born today. They consider the pasuk b'yom zevchachem. The rabbi says b'yom velo balayla. Normally, whenever we say b'yom, it means alot hashachar, but hachamim delayed it until netzach hama, just in case they would make a mistake. So therefore, that's in a normal case. However, when it comes to the Shemitah, the Tamid, they did it immediately by dawn, because it says Ta'aseh B'Bokir, which means clearly they wanted it to be done in the beginning of the day, and they didn't want to delay it, because when the Torah is telling you Mamash to do it B'Bokir, and some say, Kohanim, don't make mistakes, they're Baki, they're regular guy, you don't trust that he's going to know when Alot HaShachar, because it's really still dark, you have to see the little rays of light. Anyway, it says, Haro'im Igiya. If the time came, Haroe Omer Barkai. Barkai means there's a havraka, there's a brightness in the sky. Amud Hashem. Matya ben Shmuel Omer, that the Kohen has to say, He'ir pene kol ha-mizrach adju b'havron. He asks him a question. Is it so bright that already you can see the bright sky with the light from Hebron? Omer en. And he says, yes. So that's like a confirmation to make sure that he sees the whole eastern sky that it's light. Amar lahen se'u ve'aviu tale milishkat hatila'im. We learned already that in the Bet HaMoked there were four chambers. So one of the chambers was called the Shkat HaTila'im. That's the room over there that they had the sheep. And now you gotta go because right away, go to the Lishkat HaTila'im, get one of the sheep, so we can bring it for the Qurban Tamid. That was in the northwestern corner of the Bet HaMoked. And there was four Lishkat offices opened up in Bet HaMoked. Achat Lishkat HaTila'im, Vahat Lishkat HaHotamot, Vahat Lishkat Bet HaMoked, Vahad Lishka, She'osim Ba'al Lecham HaPanim. Let's go one at a time. Shkat HaTila'im, that's where the animals were. Shkat HaHotamot, that's where they would give receipts to people that needed to bring a mincha, or let's say Nes Nesachim. How would it be? You go to the Bet HaMikdash, you go to the Shkat HaHotamot, you tell them, listen, I need to bring a mincha. For which korban? You tell them the korban, so they knew exactly the measurements that you needed to bring. You'd pay them over there, they'd give you a ticket. Then you'd go to redeem the mincha from an office in the Bet HaMikdash that was done by Tahara. They give them the ticket, they give you the flour, and they give you the wine. That was the Shkat HaHotamot. That's what you paid for the mincha and then the sechim, and that's where you got your receipt and ticket. And the Shkat Bet HaMoked, there was a fire over there, in order that the Kohanim were able to warm themselves up if they were walking barefoot on the floor. And one was in the Shkat, they used to make the Lechem HaPanim. There was a family called Bet Garmu, and they were in charge of making the Lechem HaPanim. Was done in that. Nichnesu l'lishkat kelim. There was another office called the Shkat Kelim that had all the equipment room, all the utensils. Ve'otziu misham tishayim u'shlosha kele chesed u'chle zahav. In order to bring the korban tamid and do all these services that we just mentioned, you would need 93 different vessels. So they would take them out, and then hishku et tamid bekos shel zahav. We learned on yesterday's daf that this was subject to a machlok, if they actually gave him to drink water from a golden vessel, or did they use a copper vessel or a bronze vessel, and this is just a guzma. In any event, why would they give the tamid water? So he explained in order that it's easy to skin it after it drank water. Even though, in order to make a korban tamid, you have to make bikur. Bikur is you have to check the animal already 4 days before. So already the animal was mivukar. When it says mivukar mibayir, it doesn't mean they checked it the night before. It means the night before already was checked from 4 days. Already everything was done from the night before, meaning it was set to be brought. But still, the vakirin oto leoravukod. The more they check it one more time, and it was dark still, so they needed the lights of the torches in order to give the animal one last check. Whoever was zocher to clean out the inner mizbeach from the ketoret, ובדישון המנורה, and the cleaning of the menorah, היו מקדימים. So they would go first. Now, there's different explanations over here. What does it mean, מקדימים? Some say that they would actually do it before the Kurban Tamid, that this was the first of the avodot of this pious over here. And that makes sense. And some say that they just got their kelim ready. They got their equipment ready for their avodah, in order that they should be prepared that, you know, that they'll be able to do it, the avodah, right when it's, right at the time. Not necessarily that they were the first avodah. In any event, mi shezacha, v'dishu zapanimi, v'dishu na menorah, yu makdimim, v'arba'a kelim v'yadam. And these guys took four kelim. What were they? A teni. Teni is like a tene. Tene is a basket. Ve'akuz. Kuz is like a small jug. Ushne maftechot. And they took the keys. Now again, what do you need these items for? To clean. To put the ashes in. To put the ashes of the keys. We'll talk about what the keys is. But the teni and the kuz was two vessels. One was big, one was small. They would use that to clean the, or to put the ashes of the menorah and the ashes of the mizbeach. Teni, as I told you, is tene. It's a basket. And the kuz was a small little vessel that was used for the menorah. They would clean it out with that and put the ashes in there. And the tene was used for the mizbeach. These maftechot, you need to open the echal. They got to get in. It was locked. The two keys over there was to get into the to the echal.
It's called a holy vessel, a key?
No.
It doesn't have four vessels, no?
But right, kidding. It's a key. It's a holy vessel. It's a key.
Basket, jug, and two keys.
Right. It's not it's a holy vessel.
Oh, okay.
The vessel. It's a key. Teni, Valkuz, or Shnei Maftechot. Now, it gives you the size of these vessels. A teni, דומה לצלקב של זהב מחזיק קביים וחצי. So the teni is similar to a tarkav. Tarkav is a vessel that holds three kabim. Tar, like tre, and kav. Tre, kav. That's a vessel of three items. מחזיק קביים וחצי. And it held two and a half, which means not in the size. In the shape of it, it was dumeh to a tarkav. But this only was able to carry two calves and a half. Ve'akuz dumeh lekiton gadol. Was similar to a kiton gadol. It had a narrow opening, and it widens on the bottom. Shelzav. Ushter maftechot, one of the two keys, echad shuyored ve'amad tashechi. That's in order to open the Kohen had to stick his hand into the hole over there until his like underarm all the way in to go over there, and then we'd open the door from the inside. And the other one, so it was like a double lock. The first lock was all the way inside. He had to stick his hand in and open the inner lock, and then he opens the second one. Kevan. Kevan means quickly, my head. You didn't have to. It wasn't such a big tirha. He says, "Mafteach harishon shimish tiftichat ha-pishpish." Like we learned, there was a pishpish. There was a little chamber before the opening door of the azara. Shaya b'merhak hamesh amot limin ha-shar ha-gadol. The pishpish was a little door before you got to the big door of the hechal. Ha-man'ud le-dilitzu ha-yabim b'fnim. Was inside. ולכן אי אפשר היה לפתוח באופן ישיר. He couldn't just, like a regular door you open from the outside. He had to stick his hand all the way in and open it. אלא היה חור בכותל. There was a hole in the wall, ליד הדלת, והכל היה מכניס את ידו עד בית שחיו. Till like his underarm, דרך החור, עד שמגיע למנעום מפנים. אז היה נכנס, he would enter this פשפש into a certain like a vestibule, and over there he would open up the היכל. And then, מעתה נמצא הכהן בהיכל עצמו.
With the key.
It's two keys. One key is to open up the פשפש, and another key is to open up the היכל doors. It's just the פשפש was hard to open up because he had to stick his hand all the way in to get to the lock. But the other one was on the outside. He said open it kevan. Kevan means maher. Okay. And it says over here, בעלו לפשפש הספוני, and it says he got to the
the little door in the northern side. Shnei pishpashim ayudo leshaar hagadon. The petal skosla. You're going into the echal now because that's where the mizbeach is, and that's where all this service is going to be done. So it says bechaya echal yu bemizracho. The merkazi ashar hagadon. In the middle of the echal there was a big gate. Umeshnei stadav letzavul darum ayu shnei pishpashim. There were small gates on the side to the north and the south. The Shari Kari is called Gadol because it's the main Kiddushan, that's the main entrance over there. And the small ones are called Pishpashim, there's smaller gates on the side of the Echal. And it says, Ahat Safon v'Ahat Darom. Shabbat Darom, lo nechnas bo Adam me'olam. Nobody ever entered the one on the south. Ve'alam v'farash de'chizkel, shle'emar. Ve'yomer elay Hashem, ashar azeh sagur. Yiyye, lo yipatayah. It was never opened. Ve'ish lo yavo bo. כי השם אלוהי ישראל בא בו והיה סגור. כביכול, it's closed over there. It's impossible for a person to go through that place because that's the gate of the Shekhinah. And God uses that door. So nobody else can use the Safon. נתת המפתח, he takes the first key, הוא פתח את הפשפש, and he opens up the פשפש. Now, אף שמפתח כבר היה בידו, Natanoto. He took it again for another. He was holding it. So Natan doesn't mean he took it. He was holding the keys already in his hand. Natan. He's giving you the order now. Natan at the Maftayah, Upatah at the Pishpash. Vin Nichnas, Le'atah. Atah is a little area in between the door and the Echal. Ume'atah, La'echal, Ad Shemagia, La'shar Gadol. Until he gets to the big gate. Gia, La'shar Gadol, Ya'evir et an Nagar, Le'et Apotchot. The guy is like the bolt. You have to pull the bolt. Ve'et ha'potchot and different locks. Uftacho. So it's reviewing the opening of the doors. That's the opening of the doors every morning. Lo haya shochet, ha'shochet, ha'chur shomeya, ha'shar gadol sheniftach. And the shochet would not make shaita until he actually heard the door, the shar gadol, open up. Okay, it's asur to slaughter the korban, unless the doors of the Echal are opened up. Even though they didn't slaughter it in the Echal, slaughtering can be outside, Nazara. You have to slaughter it in the Echal. But the deen is, you can't slaughter it in Nazara until the doors of the Echal are unlocked. They learned that from Pesukim. And it says, Barkai. It's already Barkai. Now they start doing all this Avodot. And it's quickly. It's happening very quickly. There's 13 Kohanim. Everybody has a job. Midiho, hayu shumain kol shaar gadol sheniftach. From Midiho, they would be able to hear the opening of the gates of the Beit HaMikdash. Yiriho was 10 parsaot away from Yerushalayim. That's, each parsa is 4 mil, each mil is 2,000 amot. So go make the hashbon. It was, far away. And still they were able to hear the calculation. Yeah, how far away does it say? Only in Yericho? That's two shitot. I had to explain that. Some say only in Yericho they heard the right, and therefore it was like a special sound effect that only came to Yericho. Correct.
It's about 3 miles.
More than 3 miles.
One
parsa is 3 miles. Correct.
It's
30 miles away. He says, "Harishonim medaktekim mekorot she'en kavat ha'mishnah lomar shakol ukoa hazak that was heard 10 parsa from Yerushalayim in every direction. It was heard only in Yericho. Different reasons. The Rosh says because there was." שהכל עבד דרך המערה שבה השתמש צדקיהו המלך. There was a certain underground cave that צדקיהו used, and that sound would travel through that cave that would go all the way to יריחו. And some say שרק בכיוון יריחו היו הרים. There was no interference. There was open area. So the mountains didn't block the sound. So in that area towards יריחו, the sound would be able to be here without any interference. Okay, what else did they do in Yericho? Yericho, hayu shum'im kol magrefa. What's the magrefa? That was the instrument that had 10 holes, and they used to make different sounds in the Beit HaMikdash in this. Miriho ayu shomim kol ben arza makish basalsal. Salsal also was like the symbols that they used to hear it all the way to Yiriho. Miriho ayu shomim kol halil, the flute. Miriho ayu shomim kol givini karuz. When he used to call the Kohanim to service, there was a special Kohen that he would say, "Amdu Kohanim la'avodatchem, uvim zochadchem, v'Yisrael ma'amadchem." He would make the announcement, the caller in the morning, and they would hear that call as well. Miriho ayu shumim kol ha'etz she'asa ben katin muchni lakiyok. We learned in yesterday's daf that wooden pulley system that they used to use for the kiyor in order to draw the water. They would hear the songs, the singing of the Leviim at the time of the Nisuch HaYayin. They would hear the tikiot that would blow every day in the Beit HaMikdash. They would hear the Kohen Gadol Hashem. Everybody would say the Shema Meforash, which is the special name of the four otiyot, and he would say it in his vidui. They would hear it from Yiriho. They would smell the ketoret from the Mizbeach Pinimi all the way from the Yiriho or in Yiriho Dafka. Amar Bir Azab bin Deklai, Ezim Ayu Le Abba Beharem Mikbal. Says, my father had goats in the mountains of Mikbal. Mikbal is a certain area. The Hayum Mitachot, and they would sneeze. Mizbeach Pituma Ketoret. It was far away that they would get to smell the ketun, and they were sneezing. Okay, now go back to the story. Mi shezaka b'tamid, the one that was zocheh with the shechita of the tamid, moshcho veholech lebet ha-mitbahayim. He would take it to a special place called the Beit ha-mitbahayim, which is the slaughterhouse. It's a place in the Azara where they used to slaughter the korbanot. We learned there were rings over there on the floor. And they used to put the animals over there, the neck, you know, and the rings, in order to make the proper shaitaumi, shizaku be'evarim, ulchin amo. Now those that also got the zechut to carry the evarim up to the mizbeach, they would follow him. Bet mitbachayim haya lisfono shel mizbeach. The mitbachayim was leased to the north of the mizbeach, and because kodshe kodashim, we learn every day, Kodshei Kodashim Shaitatan Masafon, the voice of the north. The Arab Shemona Amudim Nanasim. And over there there was eight like planks, cutting boards, where they would work with the in the ground, and they were short. That's why I call them Nanasim. So it's easy to work on. They would do that to skin the animal, like you need counters in order to put the animal on it after and skin it. Shil eres al gabehen. And these pieces of woods, these planks, they were like square tables, and they had on it like cedar wood on top. Like a countertop was with cedar. Shil eres al gabehen. Vun kaliyot shil barzel hayu kivu'im bahim. And there was like, we'll call them rings?
Hooks.
Of barzel, of metal, that were attached on the sides of these tables over here. I guess they used that in order to skin the animal. It was three tefachim, the length of them, and two tefachim was banged into the table, and one tefach was outside, and these allowed, I guess, to hang the animals. Ushosha sedarim lechol echad veechad, and there's three of these ukriyot to each one of these tables. Shebahen tolim, they hang the animal there. Umefshitin al shulchanot, on the tables they skin them. Shel shayish sheben haamudim, there was tables of marble that was in between these amudim, and that's where they would actually skin the animal. So they would hang it on these amudim, on these little small tables there. That was really for hanging purposes. And then they would skin it and then put it on the marble table that was next to it. Okay. So there's two different tables there, correct?
Yeah.
Rather pictures? Okay, let's see, that's got a picture of that. 34. Which picture are you looking at?
That one?
34. Okay, well, here you see the 34 and 35. Okay. Okay, I mean, you don't see too much, you just see
the hooks.
Yeah, you don't see any hooks there, but you see 34 is calling what? Shulchanot, okay, those are the tables, and 35, then Nassim. So that's where they hung them. Okay. And then there's the Mizbeah, 33 we're going to see now, 33 is the rings. That's to hold the animal down, to stick his neck in there. That's basically what you're seeing over here. Tables with rings. Tables with marble top in order to work the animal, to cut it and all that stuff, and then the rings you'll see over there. Okay, continue the Mishnah. Mi shezakha b'dishuv mizbeach penimi. Okay, the guy that was zokhe, so he slaughtered the korban tamid. Now the guy that was zokhe to the mizbeach penimi to clean the mizbeach haketoret, yichnas v'datar tateni, he would take the teni, that's the bigger of the basket, and he puts it in front of him on the ground. He would take it with his hands. He didn't scoop it up with the basket itself. He would take it with his hands and put it into the basket. And when at the end there was not too much ashes left, he took like a broom and he sweeped the rest of the ashes into the teni, vini ho, and he left the teni in the echav, the yatsa, and he came up, shezachav, dishuna menorah. Okay, now we go to dishuna menorah. What would he do? Nechnas, umatsa, shne nerot, mizrahit, dolkin. When he came in, he would find the two nerot, mizrahit, it's called the two eastern nerot, that they were still lit. Now, it's a big machlokah we saw over here in the position that the menorah stood in the echal. One shita says that the nerot stood from north to south. Well, this way would be this, north to south would be this way. To the width of the echal. And one shita says, no, it stood mizrah ma'arab, to the length of the echal. Now, according to this opinion, it says the two nerot mizrahiyim, they were staying lit, is going according to Shita that says Mizrach u'ma'arav. So Mizrach u'ma'arav. Mizrach u'ma'arav. So the two ones on the eastern side, they were staying lit. Why was the ashes from the night before? No, but the wick itself gets burnt.
Yeah.
What's the two eastern ones
mean? The two closest ones to the east side. The seven, the last two. The last two. Exactly. Now, we're going to see, the Hattavah was done in two stages. There's Hattavah Shtei Nerot, there's Hattavah Hamesh Nerot. So it says, Hattavah Nerot, Yesh Lehafsik, B'tchila Metiv Hamesh Nerot, Varka Hafsaka Metiv Shtei Nerot. Shem Shtei Nerot HaMizrahayim. Okay? Echad Meshtei Nerot HaLalu, which means, one of these Nerot was the second Ner from the end, was called the Ner Hamaravi, because that's the first Ner that's toward the western side. And Shebo Paga Kohen Beiknasu Echad Min HaMizrach, when he entered the Echad from the Mizrach, he would enter from that side of the menorah. Okay? Ner Zeh Mishar Dolek Derech Nes Kol Yom Ad Ha'erev Az Yedikot the Menorah Mechadash. From the times of Shimon HaTzaddik up until that time, that Ner Ma'aravi would stay lit miraculously throughout the whole night and the next day. When the Kohen would come in the next morning, we'd have to actually put it out. So when our Mishnah says Nichnas Matzah Shne Nerot Mizrahayot Dolkin, now what do you mean Dolkin? Were they actually lit, or only one of them was lit? Why were both of them lit? Chaurah, the miracle was only with the Ner Ma'aravi.
On
they explained if he found it.
Oh, it's possible. But there was a guarantee on the second one during the times of the first Beit HaMikdash. Okay, Middashin and Tashar, he would leave those two. Anyway, you don't pay attention to those two, that's the point. You pay attention to the other ones. Umaniyah Elu Dokim Koman. You leave these two lit in their place. Metza'an Shekavu. However, when he came in, he saw those two Nerot were already out. Middashinam. He cleans them. Umadlikan Minha Dokim. He relights them from the ones that were still lit. And then he goes and does the other five. So basically, you always have to do the five before you did these two. So if they were lit, beautiful, go do the five and you have no problem. If they were not lit, light them again, do the five, and then come back and do the two. You want them to be lit when you're doing the five. There was a stone in front of the menorah. Uba shalosh ma'alot. There were three steps. Sha'aliyah kohen omed u'metivetam nerot. He would climb up the second ba'alotecha in the menorah, right? In the nerot. Ba'alotecha, you have to go up. Maniyah ha'takuz. He takes the kuz al ma'ala sheliyah in the second step. V'yatza. That would be considered the shun of the menorah. Now let's go quickly. Go to the first Amud, because it's all Mishnayot. Basically, we didn't need any Gemara, it's all Mishnayot. In the remaining time, let's just go read some of these Mefereshes. Although we explained it properly, let's go read the Mefereshes, starting from the beginning of Mishnah. I'm going to jump around, follow me. Starting from the beginning of the Perek. Amar Lemem Memuneh. לאחר שבאו לשכת הגזית על הפייסות, בואו ואפיצו מי שוחט מי זורק, כלומר בואו ונפיץ מי ישחוט מי יזרוק, ושלושה עשר פייסות יש כאן. That's a point to know. There were 13 different lotteries that were done over here. שחיטה, זריקה, קבלה, אותו הזורק והמקבל. The same guy that did the זריקה, he's the מקבל. לכן מוכב יומד אמר קיבל המקבל ובא לזרוק. ורק היא תיקון לקבלת תיירת זריקה. קבלה זה בגלל זריקה. So when you say זריקה, it means the whole thing. ונאה למקבל שיהיה זורק. נשום משוח פנימי. נשום מנורה הרי דלת. בעלת איברים לכבש. אישה. There was six different איברים that went up to the כבש. הרי יוד פייס, that's 10. הסולת, חביטין והיין. הרי יוד גימל פייסות. Okay. That is that one over there. I can continue reading. ואמרינם ביומד דלא היו מפייסים אלא בעבודה ראשונה בשחיטה וכהן שזכה בשחיטה י' בטחה וכהנים ממשכים עמו. Which means there were 13 כהנים sitting in the line over there. So the first כהן that would be זוכה with the שחיטה, then the other 12 would get all the other jobs. They would just pious according to one שחיטה just for the first. אבל another 12 would just get, כלומר, אותן שן אצלו, זה אחר זה, כסיר שנו משכים עם זה. Wherever they were sitting, so then they would get the next, okay, לאחר זה, זה לזה לדישוב, זה למרורה, כסיר שהם יושבים, הן נמשכים לעבודת הראשון, לעבודה ראשונה, כגון צליקה, ושנית לשירוש הפנימי, דגים על המנורה, כסיר שהם סדורים במשנה. ופייס אחד, זה לא היו מטילים, כי אם פייס אחד, זה כמובן שזכה לישום שחיטה, כולם יושבים אצלו, נמשכים אחריו. That's quite one שחיטה. They did one pious, the guy who won that, then everybody else sitting next to him, he went in order the next 12 כהנים. כדאית ביומד, ישום מסבר פנימי, ומלא מועדת התמיר, חשובה ומועיל, זה אימא עבודת תמיד הנה עושה. מי שוחד, מי זורק, מי מדשן, אף הפי שסדר העבודה לא עבר כן. Now it says, מי שוחד, מי זורק, מי מדשן. Now we know that's not the order. Because really they did שחיטה, and then they did the דישון, המסבר פנימי. So it's not מי שוחד, מי זורק. So why does the Mishnah say "Mi shoret mi zorek"? If it's really not the order, I'll be saying I don't have a kick. I was saying Zuma because Mishmarta da bayam. The Amad Yisum is beapini mi kodem nizrikat da betamid. Said that said that Zayi alehem nafis. Amad Rabbi Mishmarachi. Because he kodem shvedat betamid. Kodem Yisum. והבנים היו לוקחים את תלה אותן המכנים שזוכים בו ורואים ומכניסים אותו לשחוט מכירים אותו לאור האבוקות ולכה כיוון שהיו עוסקים בבדל תמיד קודם שבו לבנים היו נראה אם מפייסים נעמי קודם שתמיד זליקתו which means since you started the עבודה with the תמיד so we're finishing the תמיד's items which means didn't we just say they slaughtered the first and they checked it first they checked it and they slaughtered so once already we mentioned that we said also Mizorek, even though it wasn't the order that they did it in, but since already they grabbed it first to deal with it, so we said Mizorek.
שמתוך שתחילת העבודה הייתה בתמיד, ראשונה חביבה הייתה, הוא חביבה וקדימוה בפייס, ולא מפני שאלו קודמים זה לזה בפייס. Not because it goes first really, זה כבר פירש שכולם זוכים, יעדכנו זוכים לשוחד. And it's not even really in order of the pious, because we're learning, when the Mefanesh is learning, it was one pious. And then once you pick the first one, everybody else was okay immediately. This guy's a Zorek, this guy's a this, this guy's a that, it's just following the order. Yid bet, echav ekorim mishakim ahalad, v'chol avodat tamid, sh'tatov z'gato, lo haya, ela achad nishuk, z'vya penimid. All the other stuff was done. Again, all look at this here. V'chol avodat tamid, sh'tatov v'zlikato. Z'ha pasu, or you're taking that sh'tatov? התמיד שהייתה טוב שגתן הייתה תיבת לא נזרק, אוקיי, הייתה אלא אחד לשום זה הפנימי והמנורה קצת, נגיד שזה עוד תשאלה מדשם זה הפנימי פרש ידידה בזה הפנימי ואחר כך שאתה מנורה התנרות ואחר כך שוחד את תמיד so even the שחיתה was done after quarter מפרש then his first you did the shum is up in me then you did hatabat chamesh nerot then you did the shechita וזורק את הדם ואחר כך מתים את הקשתנים הבאק תדעו את השתי נרות שנשאלו לתקן ואחר כך בכתיר הקטורת בכתורת היה פייס אחר לפי שמעולם לא שנה אדם בכתורת בכתורת every day was a separate line because nobody got went to do it twice they wanted to give every coin a different chance to do the כתורת ופרש ביומם כדי שמעשרת הכתורת gives עושר לפי כך היו מכריזים כהנים חדשים לכתורת נו כהנים we never got the כתורת come on in for a lot of people והפיצו אם תאמר למה היה פייס בדישון בזבח הפנימי והמנורה ובערת איברים לכבש נאמרים ביומה בסוף פרק ב' אמר רבי יוחנן זה ששידר את המערכה היה מיטה הוא איל בעבודה תמה איתה מתקיף לרבב אלא מעטה טבעי פייס ומשת מתתה לתניה מי שזכה בתות הדשן זוכה בסידור מערכה ובשני גזים אלמה בעי פייס תלו אמר כל כהן שלסי יסדר אלא אותו שזכה בתות הדשן יסדר ולא אחר אלמה מוכר משם דלא מפייסי אלא בעבודה תמה אבל בעבודה שאין התאמה כל כהן שירסה יזכה בה בלא פייס. It's a question that you only make a pious on a full service. So the kaura, the dishun of the mizbeach, which is asking, and the ha'ala of the kevashim, that's not the full service. Bringing up the thing to the mizbeach is not the end of the service. It's actually bringing it on the mizbeach. And from Yomatz Mashma, they only made a pious on a full service, which was complete. Not a service that has a service after it. So therefore, why do these items of ha'alah to the kevesh have its own pious? Lama ya pious b'dishu mizbeach penimi, and the cleaning of the mizbeach, and the cleaning of the menorah, u'alat evarim, these are not complete services. It's the cleaning of the mizbeach and bringing of the ketoret. So it's like a half a job. So it says, yishetan ez da'atam parakim al-toshim wa'am shaita de'lav avodat tamai. The Gemara is going to talk about shaita de'lav avodat tamai. After the shaita you need to do most of it. And we still make a pious on that. We're lucky by a pious. Tassina chani shaita de'lav avodai. Oh, shaita is difficult. That's the first avodah. So that's considered hashuv. The hashuvah the first. Avodah de'lav avodat tamai. Hilka chakina mishuvah de'chol elu talet avodai. It's the beginning of that avodah. The dishun mizbeach is the beginning of the ketoret. So it's the beginning of that service. So that any beginning of a service, even though it's not the complete service, is considered hashuvah, and then we can make a pious on. That's the Gemara's answer over there. The menorah, cleaning the menorah is the beginning of the lighting of the menorah. So therefore, tahilat avodah, no sar avodah tama, and therefore we can make a pious. That's the rule that he's giving us over here. Okay, next one. Skip that because we're going to see that in the Gemara. Oh, we're going to see that later on. אמר דרם ממונה סעור הוא אם הגיע זמן השחיתה שעיד היום דאין שוחד תמיד אלא ביום הרואה אומר ברק, ברקאי בלשון צוהר, it's light outside כמו שצריך לפסוק הרואה אותו שעל גג אומר כך, ומתיה בתשובל אומר העיר פרקום זר עד שוב מגיע בחברון פירוש במנחות בשל איש תהלך הוא היה ממונה על כך he was the ממונה מתיה בן שמואל כמו שקלים מתיה בן שמואל ממונה על הפייסות he was in charge of the lotteries והיינו פייסות שמפייסים כשאיל היום משוחד בזורג שהוא היה שואל אם הגיע זמן שחיתה היה עומד לו אותו שעל הגג אמרו אם העיר פרק לו זעד שוב בחברון והם ואין אל לרבי דמה עניין פייסות לכאן הפייס ראשון בלילה הבא
וזה כבר היה, ועוד מתיה בשמואל, לא היה אומר כל הטענה דהיר כל פני המזח, עד שהוא בחברון, כבר ביומה, דאמר דאותו שעל הגג אומר דהיר כל פני המזח. ואמר לו, אידך, עד שבחברון, so I have a different conversation over here. Some say the guy in the roof would say, דהיר כל פני המזח, and the guy in the ground would say, עד שבחברון, here it's much what they were learning, the guy in the ground would say, דהיר כל פני המזח, עד שבחברון, and the guy in the roof would say, הן. So there's different versions here of what the conversation between the guy on the ground was to the guy on the roof. The reason why they did this is because once they made a mistake with the moonlight, they thought the moonlight was really dawn. So therefore they would have to, and they brought the Quran early, before dawn. So there was a problem. So they made a new takana that you got to add. Do you see the light from Hebron? ונראה לפני שהאחיד המתיע בן שמעון המוריה לפייס פליג אתה לקמה ואי הוא סבד לא היה אומר אותו שעל הגג ברקאי אלא בזה הלשון היה אומר העיר על פני כבוסיו ועמלה עידך עד שבחברון עד שבראי הצוהר עד החברון שוכלים לראות חברון משם וזה שיר הקדום בברקאי. It's even stronger than ברקאי, it's even lighter. ותרקמה היה זה שברקאי, and the second she does argue and say no, ברקאי זה הנבל, has to be even a stronger shiur. זה היה לדבר, okay, then he explains that. So basically he's saying some mahalok between Tanakama and this opinion over here. Tanakama said, you don't have to make this gezera, you just said Barkai, don. Another rabbi said, no, because of that mistake, they made a new tekana, they had to go even ad chabinon. So Rebekah said, once you have you, talem nishkat al-talaim, le'achal she'fisu, va'adein ayah la, it was still dark. So all this was done according to the Mefaresh, balayla. Amadim ha-mimunim, the guys that got the Korban Tamid, go bring the Tele from the Beit HaTelaim. Okay, next one. Ve'echinu oto shechita u'baklu oto le'or ha'avukot. Okay, it was in the northwest. Shabet ha-mokat, reklin gadov, abba le'shakot, turn the page. Ve'tuchinu ki kitanyo petohot, reklin. Okay, just explaining what they did over there. And he explains you all the different נשקת החותמות, like the last one, שמסתיעים שם חותמות של לוקחי סלטות ונצחים. Now it's missing. כאן חסר, מפרש המשנה, עד סופר כנסת. The מפרש is פירוש. Ends of it, but at least we got a little better understanding of what was taking place in the Sadrana. Alach, אמר להם הממוחד.